WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery, topping our report this hour. Another 351 deaths reported today in the Garden State from COVID-19, bringing our fatalities up over 3,000. Now more than 71,000 New Jerseyans have tested positive, and increased testing capacity and ways of testing continue to be works in progress. More than 700 patients discharged from hospitals since Monday. The glimmer of hope in the state's battle against COVID-19 continues to get brighter. Models show that New Jersey's aggressive social distancing measures are working to help slow the rate of infection of the virus and keep the healthcare system from getting overtaxed. Governor Murphy says our cause right now is to totally flatten the curve and drop down to the other side.
And then we can begin the process responsibly, along with our neighbors, of reopening our state and beginning to live life in our new normal.
Murphy says he thinks there will be a level of social distancing measures in place until there's either an approved vaccine or widespread testing is made available. Are you even thinking right now about buying any new tech gadgets? Apple is trying to make that decision easier or even existent for you, saying they are releasing the second generation iPhone SE at a price as low as $399, a far cry from the most affordable iPhone 11 rolled out last year and the $1,000+ price tags of others. Documents obtained by the Associated Press indicate the Chinese president waited 6 days after the government determined it was dealing with a new coronavirus to warn the public. In that time, the AP's report says, the city of Wuhan hosted a banquet for tens of thousands of people and millions traveled through for Lunar New Year celebrations. If you feel like you can really help out during a public health emergency like this one, you do have an option. About 5,000 volunteers make up the 24 Medical Reserve Corps units throughout the state in place to take on disasters and other emergencies. Liz Mizarek with the Mercer County unit has been assisting at a COVID-19 test site.
When you collect a specimen, you have to make sure it's appropriately labeled and identified and handled in a particular way.
The state is always looking for dedicated individuals to join the ranks. The Trump National Doral Miami temporarily lays off some 560 workers, having filed with the state of Florida last month, saying it had been forced to halt its business due to the novel coronavirus. President Trump initially wanted to host this year's G7 summit at the golf resort, but there was bipartisan opposition to that. New Jersey news made possible by Ground Game, latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy all through primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. A little bit frosty overnight. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A frost is possible away from the Jersey Shore both tonight and tomorrow night. So early season gardeners, your plants might not like these chilly temperatures. We'll put lows in the mid-30s tonight with some clouds and a bit of a breeze at times. There's a chance for a snow shower in North Jersey late tonight, more like early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, sun and clouds with a few sprinkles or flurries in the afternoon. Highs only around 50. Friday will start clear, dry, and cold. Highs in the lower 50s, and then periods of rain move in Friday afternoon, and things look pretty wet through Saturday morning at least. But we will dry out. The majority of the weekend looks dry and breezy with clearing skies. Highs still in the 50s on Saturday, warming into the 60s, though, for Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jamesburg, 52 degrees. West Milford, 49. Tinton Falls, 51. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.